My name is Ty Bodner, and I'm interviewing Joey.
I'm Joey Brady, and I'm interviewing Ty Bodner.
So what are some like hardships you've been through in America?
I have had to deal with my father's suicide a couple years back. He was in the military. He was he worked as a EOD, which is explosives, and he had a lot of mental, physical problems, neurological. He was always in therapy. He was addicted to the painkillers the military gave him, to the point where he was biting off other people because he wasn't getting enough. He had a fiance, which is my old stepmom, she left him one night, and then he took his life around 3 a.m. And so I was on vacation when this happened, and he took his life in our backyard. So when I came home, and no one entered the door to like let us in the house, I didn't have a key on me. I went around to the back to knock on the back door, and I found him laying down there. I called the cops. They didn't really do much except, you know, ask me where I want to live, and I chose my mom, even though I shouldn't have. Now I live with my mom. My family is greedy, so they're all trying to like fight for my dad's money. Even my mom, who wasn't married to him since I was like 8, trying to fight to get his money, all of his items, everything. It's right now I'm dealing with all of that. So what about you? What personal problems have you faced? What challenges in life have you faced in America?
Well, when I was younger, I was discriminated against a lot. I didn't really understand at the time, like, discrimination and the difference between, like, how people felt about others and their skin of the color. Color of the skin, my bad. But in middle school, like, I was this chubby Asian kid. So I used to get called, like chubby monkey, chubby chink, and stuff like that. Fat monkey. And I didn't really have a lot of friends because of that. And my only friend was my cousin. We would always hang out after school, and he would pick me up, and he would take me out to eat, and we'd go back home and play video games for a couple of hours. He taught me how to play the guitar too, and that's something I still do today. And we were like really close. He was like my first like real best friend. He was always there for me. And couple summers after him and I became like really close, he got like pancreatic cancer, so he was in the hospital for a while, and he was in there for maybe half a year until he passed away. And that was just probably one of the hardest things, because I've never had a best friend until my cousin, so that was kind of hard. Would you say you and your dad are pretty close?
I would. My father and I, we lived in the same home for about 4 years. After he came back from Japan, he stayed in Japan for about, I think he was gone for 2 years. And when he came back and I saw a problem with my mom in school, he told my mom that he would take me in, let me live with him. He would get me through school. And yeah, so I spent my 7th grade year going there, and I pulled out. I was going from E's to C's in high school. And when I was told to go back to my mother's house, I refused to go. And so he fought for my custody, and he got my custody. So I was able to stay with my dad. Over the years, due to his mental problems, he became violent and abusive, but I still, I love my dad, and no matter how bad or evil he became, it never changed that I wanted to stay there. I didn't want to go back home with my mom, because my mom was just the polar opposite of me. She, I could just feel that she only wanted to take care of me, because she got paid for it. And so when she stopped getting paid for, you know, taking care of me, child support and stuff, she put up a lot better, bigger of a fight. But, yeah, once I got out of that situation with my mom, I feel like my dad and I developed a really, really good bond. It lasted about 3 years. The last couple months of his life, though. And, yeah, no, he took a bad path in life, but I'll never hate him for it. And even though he ended his life without telling anyone, leaving any signs or anything like that, we respect that he's happy now, and he's probably not in pain anymore. What about your cousin? I know you get along with him, but did he ever influence you to do anything?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He influenced me to do a lot. Like, he was always telling me, like, do good in school. You know, like the regular, like, big brother type stuff that you would hear. I didn't really do well in school, in middle school. My grades were pretty bad. I didn't really care. I just wanted to go home and play video games all day. But I guess he kind of influenced me to be a better me, I guess, to find like a better, a more motivating me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I actually started trying more in eighth grade, and after he passed, because him passing away just made me want to, like, you know, do things differently, I guess, like he always told me to do. And so I did. I tried in school more. I tried to be more social. I tried to be more more active in my day-to-day life. So my grades went up, which was pretty good, pretty nice. And now as a junior in high school, like, my grades have been pretty good, like freshman year and sophomore year. A's and B's honor roll, usually. I mean, junior year kind of kicked my butt, but I'm still holding in there. So he influenced me to, you know, keep my grades up and try to find like a future for myself and what I want to do. And he told me not to keep searching until I found that one thing that like made me wanna be the best I could be. And that would be martial arts as of now, because I love martial arts and it's my passion. So I'm chasing my dreams like he would want me to. And it's not easy, of course, but I mean, it's something. And I feel like living here, I'm pretty lucky to have so many opportunities to, like, you know, go out and try to do what I want to do, be what I want to be. And there's enough, like, resources around that I could easily access and utilize for myself to advance farther in what I'm interested in. So, I mean, sure, it's, like, expensive. It's expensive, but I mean, like, you gotta do what you love, because, you know, I'm gonna steal this from a movie, but in Creed 2, he said, what good are you if you don't do anything? What good are you to anyone if you don't do what you love the most? So, I kind of live by that now.
So, true.
Yeah. I mean, what are your goals? Like, what do you want to achieve?
My main goals in life are really just get as far as I can. I mean, it's really simple to me. I keep it simple. I prefer just go as far as I can. If I can get a family, then I'll have a family. I want to devote myself to developing a family, completely opposite to what I was raised in. I want to have... like a really positive and happy family. I want, stereotypical as it is, a boy and a girl for kids. And yeah, it's, I mean, that's my real goal, I guess, is just a real family.
I totally feel that. I want a huge family. I want a lot of kids. I want a big house. Not necessarily a big house, but a decent house with filled with little monsters running around, little mini-me's. I don't know. I've always been excited to, like, have kids of my own and raise them. Obviously not now. I'm too young. But when I'm around, like, maybe, like, 26 and I'm done, like, seeing the world, 27 maybe. Maybe 28. Maybe
I chose 27. It's my.
I choose 27, 28. But, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it'd be fun to start a family, start, like, a legit family and raise them, like, differently from. My parents did a good job. My parents did do a good job. I'm very proud of them, and I love them a lot. But there's just things that I'd want to change when I raise my kids. Because it was hard for my parents, you know? My parents came from a not-so-great environment, I guess. And it was hard for them to raise me and my sister because they had me when they were, like, around 20. Me and my sister when they were around, like... They had my sister when they were around 20 and had me when they were around, like, 25, I think. And, like, they never started off financially well. So that was kind of a big struggle. So I think I'd change that. I think I'd want to wait until I have the right resources to raise children, to be able to take care of them and provide for them well enough, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it's better off for them and for myself and for whoever I marry in the future too. But that's one of my big goals, is to blow up as a martial artist, you know, make money, have a family, and just live the rest of my life.
Don't forget that prenup. do you feel proud to be in America?
Proud to be an American or in America?
Either one.
I feel pretty happy to be in America. I feel prideful to be in America. But at the same time, I didn't do anything to become American. I was just born here. So,
true.
I feel like I'm really grateful to be in America with all these opportunities and all these, you know, rights and freedoms that we have, because nowadays you see all around the globe actually, there's people trying to escape from religious prosecution, and like they can't speak their mind or like believe in something without being beheaded or like hanged. It's awful, like it sucks. But here in America, you can do a lot. Like you can believe in God, or you can be Muslim, or you can be whatever. Like it's nice to be an American, I guess. I'm grateful.
I feel similar, but I feel that America isn't doing its best to allow those freedoms. It's really judgmental. Whereas, yeah, the environment is definitely better than a lot of other countries out there. I cannot say we are the best country. I feel like there's definitely a lot of, let's not be around the bush here, racism, sexism, hatred, everything. It's all around this country.
Yeah, of course. I totally agree, but, like, at the same time, that's mostly of the people, like, what the people of America say. You know, like, the government can't really control, like, people that believe that, like, one color is, like, superior than the other color. It's just how people are brought up from their families. So it's kind of not really in the power of the government to change that. I mean, like, they can try, but I don't really think that's something that they can really control. Even though racism is a big deal, and I feel like it always will be. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Yeah, totally.
People, yeah, I feel like they can be free, but they won't feel free until everyone allows them to be treated that way. If that makes any sense.
I guess I kind of understand you.
You can be Muslim and you feel like proud to be a Muslim, but everyone else, specific groups, will treat you like you're still an animal.
Yeah, I get that. I feel like I feel like, how do I word this? I feel like it goes both ways though. Like usually in media you see it's always like white people like are always doing something to the African Americans or the Asians or the Hispanics. But it also goes the other way. Like, not too long ago I saw a video of a white male wearing a MAGA hat on campus and a bunch of non-white females were attacking him and one even like hit his hat off. But like, I mean you don't have to agree with, you don't have to support Trump, but you should at least like respect other people's like views and opinions. Like I feel like hitting his MAGA hat off his head was like a total violation of his rights. Like it's his right to wear that. And like I may not be a supporter of Trump, not at all, but I'm not going around like hitting people's MAGA hats off their head or like ripping people's MAGA shirts off their, bodies.
I keep my opinions to myself, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about politics because it's just a big uproar that I don't really want to get involved in.
Oh yeah, I agree. I don't really like politics per se. It kind of bores me. But like at the same time, I feel like there's so many problems in the world that you kind of have to get involved with politics sometimes. Like you can't just not care, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I believe in the rights of a human being, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I believe in our natural rights. I don't think we should just sit around and not do anything about it. Of course, politics may be boring, but I feel like sometimes you have to be involved with politics to make a change. Maybe I should try doing that, but you know.
How do you react if you see someone being bullied or bullying? How do you react to that bully?
Oh, dude, sometimes my anger gets like the best of me because like being bullied in middle school was like the worst. It was literally the worst. So I don't do the brightest stuff, but I should probably start just being more cool-headed, more calm-tempered, and just approach it more maturely than I usually have. I've only like witnessed it maybe like once or twice, but bullying is not okay. Bullying is never okay. But
yeah, I agree.
How about you?
I'm not as positive as you are about it, I guess. Whereas I've been in all the situations throughout my years. I've been the bully, without a doubt. I've been bullied. I have seen bullying. And in my middle school years, I had gone to about a total of about seven schools, like when I was in middle school. And yeah, bullying was a really big thing in all the schools I had gone to. Like,
oh, yeah,
I witnessed it. But depending on how far it went, even if I didn't know the one who was getting bullied, there was times where I would end up in conflict with the bully and end up suspended.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't win, I still stood up for someone else who couldn't stand up for themselves.
Yeah, I feel that. I totally feel the part where you said like that you have been the bully before. Because I feel like everyone's has been a bully before. They just don't realize it, or they just don't want to label it as bullying.
I didn't realize until it was too late, I guess. I never realized until it was all over. I was like, wow, I really shouldn't have done all of that. And I regret it now, and I've gone back to those people, and I've explained and apologized. And I know I can never make it right again, but I can at least do my best to make sure it never happens again.
Yeah, that's the best we can do, is just try to be apologetic and try to move on from it and try to understand that, you know, people, you know, get strained from their ways sometimes and, you know, say things or do things they don't mean to or don't realize is caught up as bullying.
Do you think you're a leader or a follower? What impact do you make?
I definitely think I'm a leader when I want to be. I'm never really a follower. I hate it when people can't form their own opinions or their own like ideas because like it leaves it down to someone else to do all the work. So I'm definitely not a follower. I'm definitely a leader. In most situations, I like to say I'm too much of a leader, maybe. Maybe I like to control it too much sometimes, which is not always good, but sometimes it can be. What about you?
I definitely say I can also be a mix of the both. There's a lot of situations where I don't know what's going on, so in the situations I'll be a follower. But a lot of the time, as much as I don't understand why, people will come to me to advise them or show them things or be a leader, I guess, and then I just do what I can to advise or influence them.
Dope.
So, yeah, I mean, I used to be a leader of a paintball team. That was fun.
That's dope.
Yeah, no, that was really fun.
Sounds like fun.
We never won, but it was fun.
Well, thanks for sitting down and talking with me today, bro.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right.